Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
JC, it is now time to make our picks for week 13. That's Labor Day weekend in the CFL, arguably the best week on the CFL calendar each year, maybe aside from Grey Cup. How excited are you for the action this week?
I am on the edge of my seat. The old adage goes that the CFL season really starts on Labor Day. We all know that's not true. Everything before that counts too. But certainly the excitement ramps up with these rivalry matchups. And this year, a couple of them could have major ramifications on the standings, particularly with the back-to-backs. We could see a major swing here if one or the other team is able to sweep over the next 2 weeks.
Well, and they're on bye right now, but the Alouettes can actually clinch a playoff spot this week if the Ottawa Redblacks defeat the BC Lions in Touchdown Pacific. We'll talk about that game in a moment, but certainly there is lots to play for this week, especially in the West Division, right? You've got a battle of the top two teams in Saskatchewan going on. You've obviously got a hugely important battle of Alberta with Edmonton suddenly being right back into the thick of things. Let's get right to it, JC. The BC Lions are 2.5-point favorites over the Ottawa Redblacks on Saturday in Victoria, BC, where they'll face off in Touchdown Pacific. Nathan Rourke took a small step forward last week for the Leos and will start in his birthplace, though Vernon Adams Jr. is expected to be ready to go in a backup capacity. Meanwhile, Drew Brown will look to repeat his 390-yard performance from Week 12, presumably without Breland Addison or Jalen Acklin at his disposal. Can BC reverse course and snap their 5-game skid on Vancouver Island?
I think they can, and I've made a lot of mistakes picking the BC Lions as of late. They've made me pay for it, but it's hard to beat a team 2 games in a row. The Lions were close last week despite all their struggles, and Rourke took a step forward. If he can take another one in a game that's going to mean a whole lot to him and a whole lot to the franchise being in Victoria, the place where he was born, and also the hometown of owner Amar Doman, then I think they will have just enough to get over the top. The defense was the problem last week, giving up that huge yardage to Drew Brown. But if he doesn't have his full complement of receivers, that's going to be a little bit easier to defend. And a big step forward in front of a friendly crowd for Rourke is enough to win this game. I wouldn't pick them to cover the spread if it gets over 3 points. At this point, I'll take them by a field goal.
I think it's time that we all give the Ottawa Redblacks our respect. And the Ottawa Redblacks have not been kicking teams, right? Their wins have come very close. Their point differential on the season is actually very close, even though their record is sensational. I think that the Ottawa Redblacks, even without Jalen Acklin, even without Braylon Addison, even Jovan Santos Knox, who's reportedly going to be out for this one, I think that they can take care of business. The BC Lions have officially lost my trust. I picked them to go into the nation's capital and get it done last week. They did not do that. I need to see it to believe it with the BC Lions. They have been unbelievably disappointing over the last five games. You mentioned defensively, they've been a mess. Offensively, they've been a mess. The only thing working is Sean White, who even missed a field goal last week, granted because it was blocked. I am taking the Ottawa Redblacks. I love their depth at quarterback. I think their offensive line has done a great job dealing with injuries. And defensively, they are getting after the passer as well or better than any other team in the CFL, especially just with their front four not relying on extra blitzers, extra pass rushers getting into the mix. I will take the Ottawa Redblacks to travel all the way across the country and take it, and I'm happy to get the points. The Saskatchewan Roughriders are 2.5-point favorites over the Winnipeg Blue Bombers for their annual Labor Day Classic, where they are 4-3 in the annual rivalry game dating back to 2016. The Riders are on a 5-game winless skid, while the Blue Bombers have won 3 straight, including last week's late-game heroics from Zach Collaros and Kenny Lawler on a last-minute touchdown against Hamilton. Can the Blue Bombers get the upset in hostile territory, or will the Riders take care of business in front of a sold-out crowd at Mosaic Stadium?
I expect this to be a low-scoring affair between two extremely talented defenses. We saw how Trevor Harris struggled last week. It's not going to get any easier against that Winnipeg Blue Bombers secondary that may be the best in the league. And the Winnipeg offense hasn't been much to shake a fist at either, with Zach Calero's struggles this season, and they're going up against a pretty talented group coached by Corey Mace out there in Saskatchewan. But what it comes down to it for me is, in those types of grounded out games, the Blue Bombers have Brady Oliveira, and I think he's going to go into hostile territory. I think the Bombers are going to be able to run the ball in a tight game, and I think they are going to get the upset victory here over their rivals and rocket up the standings.
Yeah, Brady Oliveira, I think, just given how insane his numbers were last year, he's kind of under the radar right now. Like, he's leading the CFL in rushing yards by almost 100. He's got 809 yards through Labor Day, on pace for close to 1,200, depending on what happens. But I'm taking the Riders here. I think the Bombers should have won the first matchup between these two teams at Mosaic Stadium. They lost, I think it was 3 fumbles in that game, including a really costly one, Jameer Thurman stripping Nick Dembski of the football late game deep in Saskatchewan territory. But I simply can't trust Zach Collaros at the moment. He was great when it mattered most last week. He was awful up until that point, throwing 3 interceptions, 2 of which were blatantly his fault. I long ago was taught you'd never pick against Saskatchewan on Labor Day. Yes, they're only 4-3 in this game dating back to 2016, but they won the 11 Labor Day Classics in a row leading up to that one. I think that Winnipeg is going to win the Banjo Bowl and cover whatever that spread is a week from now. But for right now, I'm happy to get the Riders only minus 2.5 points. You only need a Brett Lauther field goal to get the cover here for the Saskatchewan Roughriders on Labor Day. I'm happy to roll with the club, and I'm happy to be covering this game in person. Should be a great one, a great atmosphere at a sold-out Mosaic Stadium. The Toronto Argonauts are 5-point favorites over the Hamilton Tiger Cats on Monday as they look to win their 3rd straight game. Chad Kelly threw for over 300 yards against Saskatchewan last week in his 2024 debut, though the Argos were stuffed at the goal line 3 different times, turning it over on downs. The Ticats, meanwhile, dropped a close one at Princess Auto Stadium to lose their 4th straight and now sit comfortably in the East Division cellar at 2-9. Will the Argos spoil the party in Steeltown?
Well, I don't think it's comfortably in the East Division basement, because I don't think anything is comfortable in Steeltown right now, nor should it be. And frankly, even though Hamilton upset Toronto earlier this year, that was before Chad Kelly had returned. I don't think there is any chance of it happening this week. I think this is going to be a testament to everything this version of the Hamilton Tiger Cats is and all their struggles, I will take the Argos and I will eat whatever points are on offer. I'm a hungry, hungry, hungry lad this week because I don't think this Tiger Cats defense, even with Chris Jones out there trying to create a new culture, is going to be able to contend with that Argos offense once Chad Kelly gets it all figured out, because he wasn't perfect last week and he still had 300 yards passing. Love him or hate him, he's an effective quarterback, and it's going to be a big, brutal beatdown in this Labor Day Classic.
I am also all over the Argos in this one. Chad Kelly, I thought, considering how long he was away, played well. He made a couple of throws on the run in that game that made you go, wow, this is why the Toronto Argonauts are willing to put up with all of the headaches that Chad Kelly has given them off the field, because on the field, he can make throws that very few quarterbacks of the CFL can make. The last time these two teams played back in July, it was week 7, the Ticats won 27-24, but this was also the game where they got a 17-0 lead early on, thanks to a blocked punt and thanks to a Destin Talbert 31-yard fumble return from Cameron Dukes, who fumbled it on 2nd and 1, rushing for that first down. So if you get I won't call them fluky touchdowns, but maybe touchdowns that are harder to repeat, and you're still winning by 3 points, that tells me everything I need to know. Steeltown can be a tough place to play. Yes, it is Labor Day, but I am more than happy to take the Toronto Argonauts here to win and cover the 5-point spread. I think this could be a double-digit win for the Toronto Argonauts. Would not surprise me. I'm happy to roll with the double blue. The Calgary Stampeders are 3-point favorites over the Edmonton Elks for Monday's Labor Day matchup at McMahon Stadium, with the home side coming off a bye. The Elks saw their 3-game winning streak come to an end this past week as McLeod Bethel-Thompson was unable to engineer a game-winning touchdown drive against Montreal's dominant defense. As of this recording, it remains unclear if Trey Ford will be back for this one after missing 2 games with a ribs injury, but I do think there is a good chance the Canadian QB it will be under center for the Elks. Can Calgary get back to their winning ways, or will the Elks keep improving on the upswing?
Well, at this stage, neither of these two teams have practiced, so there's a lot of information missing about this matchup. So I'm going to hedge a little bit so that when we post this video on Twitter on game day, I don't look like a complete moron. I will only look like a complete moron when the result comes out, and then I will probably be wrong either way. What I'm going to say is if Trey Ford plays this game, the Edmonton Elks win. I don't think Calgary has a way to contend with his athleticism. I think he can elevate that Elks offense. If they've got McLeod Bethel-Thompson under center, I think Calgary can squeak this one out. That makes this a more even matchup in my mind. I don't think either team with McLeod Bethel-Thompson under center or Jake Mayer under center for the Stampeders is particularly exciting. It becomes more of an even matchup, and Calgary has been good at McMahon. So to me, it depends on who the quarterback is. Stay tuned throughout the week to know who you should pick.
To me, this is not a tough game to pick. I'm all over the Edmonton Elks in this one. Yes, they lost in Montreal, but they played the Alouettes super tight. I was very impressed. Yeah, they didn't finish it off, but to go in with a backup quarterback against a 10-1 football team that has won 18 of their last 19 games dating back to last season, including their Grey Cup run, I thought was very impressive. And I've been very impressed with the offense under interim head coach Jarius Jackson. Defensively, this team is improving their offensive line despite the injuries that they've had. Thomas Jack Curtola out at right guard. Shane Richards, former first overall pick, has been excellent there. I am very impressed with this Edmonton team, the changes that they've made since Chris Jones was let go. I am all over the Elks in this one. And if I get a field goal, right, +3, I'm more than happy to take that. I do think that the Calgary Stampeders can be a good football team, but they have not been consistent enough offensively. They've not been consistent enough defensively, and they've not been consistent enough on special teams outside of course, future Hall of Fame kicker Rene Paradis. So I am more than happy to take Edmonton here. Plus the points. McMahon Stadium is not hostile territory, though it will be ramped up a little bit for Labor Day. I don't think that's going to be a crazy crowd to overcome for the Elks. I'm happy to take them and get the points. And on that, we thank you as always for checking out our picks here at 3downnation.com. For JC Abbott, I'm John Hodge. Enjoy the games. We'll see you next week.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.